Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel home. Feel at home.
Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show, the show by, about, made on, and of the road, produced in the back of a Volkswagen bus. On this week's show, I had promised I was going to give you the meditation show for the Anchorage folks from the Rainbow Gathering, but events at Burning Man have conspired to prevent that. You'll be sure to hear about that in some upcoming shows. Suffice it to say, there might be a trip to Scotland you'll get to hear about. But this show, we're going to rewind back to show number 8 and play some music from Paulie and the Tin Cans and a number of others. So let's rejoin that show. And I promise the meditation show will get to you next week. This week, the bus is parked out in the middle of Montana, about 50 miles from Helena, Montana, the capital. My name is Dave Manning. I travel around in Vincent, the Volkswagen bus, and make my living playing the blues in bars and coffee shops and casinos and wherever pays the bills. And traveling around making music, I get to meet a lot of people and hear a lot of great stories. And also travel around just in a Volkswagen bus, you get to meet a lot of people, pick up a lot of great hitchhikers, and hear a lot of great stories. And that's kind of the idea of this show, is to put on stories from the road and also music from other musicians I meet on the road and other music I find in my travels. And that's what we're going to do this week, is catch up on some music that I've come across this summer. We're going to start in Nevada City, California. And some of you know that my California big sister, Sherry Snook, lives there. And I stayed there for about a week this summer. And staying actually out in the little old shed that's outside her house is a guy named Tim, who is a fantastic mandolin player. He's staying there this summer. And he plays with a group called Paul Lee and the Tall Cans. So we're going to hear a couple tracks from them.
See my baby swim. gonna go down to that river bank, see my baby's view. Now I get down to that river, moon is getting bright.
Hear one more track from Paul Lee and the Tall Cans. Here's a nice old anti-war number. Ain't gonna study war no more.
Down by the riverside.
Paul Lee and the Tall Cans with Ain't Gonna Study War No More. And now, as promised, we're going to go to a CD that I bought in a thrift store when I was in Tahoe City, California, playing over at Jake's on the Lake there that weekend. If those of you that heard the show concerning traveling with Nicole, she was with me that weekend in Tahoe City, California. And on the Saturday, we went down to this great little thrift store that's in Tahoe City. And was thumbing through the CDs there and found this one. This is Joe Ely. He's a guy that I've heard on the Prairie Home Companion before. And I didn't get the liner notes and stuff. I just got the CD itself for $1. So I don't know if he wrote this song, but I think it's a really well-written song and definitely well-performed. He's got a great voice. Joe Ely, his last name is spelled E-L-Y. So here we go.
Stumbled on the plains, staggered in the wind, stood at a crossroad or two, cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you. I have jumped a yellow cab, hopped a rusty freight, sang till my lips turned blue, flown a silver bird on tops of the clouds, all just to get to you. I ran too hard, I played too rough, I gave my love not near enough. I bled too red, I cried too blue, I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. From St. Paul, Wichita Falls, called you from sunny Baton Rouge. I hocked everything from my watch to my rain, all just to get to you. I ran too hard, I played too rough, I gave you love not near enough. I bled too red, I cried too blue, I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. Where the mighty ocean roars, to the lands of the Hopi and the Sioux. I walk the desert sands, cross the Rio Grande, all just to get to you. I have stumbled on the plains, staggered in the wind, stood at a crossroad or two, cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you. I cried too blue, I beat my fist
All right, that was Joe Ely there with Just to Get to You. And we're going to move on down to Flagstaff, Arizona now. I was playing there at a place called the Mountain Air Tavern, which is in kind of a pseudo town. It's not really a town, but it is listed on the map called Mountain Air, which is about 8 miles outside of Flagstaff, Arizona. And I had a great gig down there. I was playing outside, out on their big deck, and they have picnic tables and a horseshoe pit and the whole thing. And before I even started playing, I kind of wound up in a conversation with a woman who was also from Alaska, and she played the drums, and we were talking about that a little bit. And I said, well, geez, why don't you bring your drums down? You could sit in. And she's like, well, do you want me to bring my PA system too? And I was like, well, I guess so. If you know, because I mic my drums and stuff. I was like, yeah, bring it all down. It's great. And then somewhere when I was playing the first or second song that I was playing, this guy walked by, and he had this cool kind of like bowling style shirt with a collar and everything, and it had different electric guitars, kind of pictures on them ringed around the shirt. And I kind of stopped in between songs, and I was like, wow, man, that's a cool shirt. And he's like, do you play the guitar? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I was like, well, why don't you go get your guitar? Bring it down. And so he left. He went to go get his guitar. And one of his friends came up after he left and said, oh, yeah, Dave, he's really good on the guitar. So pretty soon the guy with the drums came back, and he came back, and we set up his amp and her PA system. And about that time, this other gentleman came up to me and started talking to me, said he was up in Flagstaff for the Flagstaff Folk Festival that had been going on that weekend. And was just hanging out at the Mountain Air, and he went out to the car and got his guitar. And so pretty soon we had it wound up being a 5 or a 6 piece band, because we had some people helping out with background vocals, and we had a great time. It was one of those magical evenings where just the music and everything came together. We were even doing songs where we would all just stop on a dime together, and just the musical energy, how we all spoke the language of music together, came together really beautifully, really beautifully. And the fellow, the last guy to go get his guitar, his name was Stephen Baird. And he's from Tucson, Arizona. And I traded CDs with him, which is one of the great things about having some CDs, is that you get to acquire lots of great music when you meet somebody else. And another musician, you can swap CDs, and everybody comes away smiling. So I've been listening to his CD traveling around, because my iPod kind of took a crash. So his has been one of 5 or 6 CDs I've got with me in the bus. And so I've been listening to his CD, and we're going to bring you 2 tracks off that, my favorite 2 tracks. And we're going to start right now with a song called Sign.
everyone who wants to be.
The time is now.
The place is here. The way to go becomes exceptionally clear. I think ahead. I look behind. I see the prayers, and now I see the signs.
Be able to hear the train going by there where I'm parked out in the Volkswagen bus out in the middle of Montana, not too far from Helena. But anyway, we're going to hear one more track to wind up the show from Stephen Baird. This is kind of a long track, but I think it's really well written, really well done. It's called The Way to Forgive.
Can you find your way? little child behind that smile is wisdom. Wrong teaches right,
wrong teaches right.
They follows night. That's the natural flight of wisdom.
That was Stephen Baird there. If you want to look him up, his last name is spelled B-A-I-R-D. All right, you've been listening to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning. For more about me or about my music or to get the podcast of the show, go to davemanning.net. Big thanks to KWMD guy who mumbled something about going off to church last time I saw him because
I want to see the light. Kiss Jesus and float right out of sight. The time is now.
All right, safe travels, and have a fantastic day.
The exception.